both choreographers have had such a huge influence on British ballet. How would you say their styles compare?
They both so believed in the classical structure of dance and the classical form, and everything led from that. They were very different. Fred loved romantic things, and he loved beauty. Kenneth
was more realistic.
More realistic. Yes. Wasn't interested in the romantic, and wasn't bothered by the beautiful. But Kenneth's ugly was also beautiful, in its own way. They, of course, had huge respect for one another. It must have been hard, I think, for Fred when he saw such a talent coming up. Fred knew by that point what he was and what he was worth. And Kenneth, of course, had watched Fred's work and learnt from Fred, but, you know, knew his path was a different one.
I mean, I think they were both absolute geniuses, because within Ashton Ballets and within Macmillan Ballets, all Ashton Ballets, they're different. They're not the same. They're all different. And the same with Macmillan Ballets. They're all very different. If you didn't know it was by Macmillan and you knew quite a lot about ballet, you probably would be able to tell it was a Macmillan ballet or an Ashton ballet. But actually, within their own circles, their ballets were different.
Yeah, and they both collaborated brilliantly with their designers and the people who arranged the music, or the composers in some cases, if the music was new. They were very different, but they were passionate about the company.
For those people that might, you know, watch several ballets and be able to say if it was Macmillan or Ashton, what do you think would identify the choreographer for an audience?
In the Ashton ballets, there's always Sir Frederick's signature step, which isn't in the Dream, by the way. At all. It doesn't feature in the Dream.
He doesn't do his Fred step, does he?
He doesn't do the Fred step in the Dream. That was his signature.
I don't think you could ever look at a Macmillan ballet and think it was Ashton, or the other way around.
No.
They were so completely different. But to describe it, I think, no, we don't describe it, we say, come and see it.